880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a terrific show. Today we're going to do start off with listener emails, as always. Then we'll have Adele Stone, Esquire of Atkinson Diner and Stone. Diner and Stone. That's right, Diner and Stone. I know you're listening out there, so please forgive me. She can't stop laughing. We're going to discuss the 2012 legislative session and the issues before it that impact the commercial real estate market. We'll stay with the commercial real estate track when we interview Brian Gale, principal of Taylor Mathis. Brian is Taylor Mathis' senior person here in Florida. We're going to talk about the Florida leasing market for office space. Then we'll have our executive health and wellness program with Penny Schaefer, market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. We're going to talk about the different issues that face the healthcare industry here in South Florida. Penny will be with us to do that. And our last guest today will be Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Franks will help us talk about optimal health. So stick with us. We'll be right back with all that, but we're going to start off with some emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
I love that stuff. Now, Scott Miami Beach writes, I have a great job and a bad boss. I have a job offer from a competitor and do not know what to do. What do you think? Well, Scott, I think this is going to happen more and more as we enter into the period of recovery. I think you got to realize that the person that you've been with that's been helping you survive the recovery is somebody that deserves your loyalty. On the same front, though, if he's not willing to help you with your personal growth as more opportunities evolve, it's not so bad to take a look at those opportunities. You still got to grow, and it's great to be talking about positive, upbeat stuff like that. So, Scott, thanks for emailing from Miami Beach. Shirley in Bell Harbor asks, can you please ask the person from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida how they view health care reform? Shirley, I'll make sure I do that for you. Steve in Miami writes, I have an office in downtown Miami. I want to relocate to a different location. What would Brian recommend? We'll ask Brian, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes, so stick with us. Steve in Miami. We just did, Steve. We just talked about Steve. Jim in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Jim, love your name. I was all about no on Amendment 4. That was a hometown democracy thing. Vote on everything. What's out there next on the horizon? Well, Jim, stick with us. Adele has got her fingers on the pulse of what's going on in Tallahassee, and there's some interesting things that they've got up their sleeve to make your life miserable, and she'll go into it with us. Now, let's see. What else do we have here? Perry from Orlando. Perry from Orlando writes, I love the show about meat being good for you. We're in the cattle business. More Dr. Franks, please. You got it. We'll have Dr. Victor Franks on at the end of the show. Now, Lewis from Coral Gables writes, I own a small business. I want to offer my employees affordable health insurance. Can you ask the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida person how that would work? You're darn tootin' we will, Lewis. Stay tuned. In about 25 or 30 minutes, we'll have Penny on, and we'll make sure we ask her the question. Now, Paul in Sunrise writes, I read that your tummy can have as much to do with your health as any part of your body. What does Dr. Franks think about that? He thinks a lot about that, and he's in the peanut gallery already. He's going to talk to us about it. Joe in Fort Lauderdale writes, who do you blame for the economic crisis? Well, Joe, I blame the banks, the regulators, Congress, the American public, the underwriters, all of them. Everybody had a hand in this mess. A bunch of blind mice could have done better and seen this thing coming. Now, the banks, why are they the problem? They were just greedy. They wanted to give a loan to anybody that could fog up a mirror. Let's see. The regulators, they turned a blind eye. Congress, they empowered Fannie and Freddie to doom the American public to being nothing more than paying back for all these losses. The American public, well, we were the borrowers, let's face it. The underwriters, hey, they turned a blind eye and made a lot of profit. I can understand that. So I hope that answers your question. I think everybody has a hand in the mess, just the way everybody's going to have a hand in the recovery. If we all pull together, just like the guy at the top, Scott, you'll soon have other jobs heading your way. Stay positive. We're in a bull economy, hopefully, now. Things are moving forward, and it's picking up. Diane from South Miami writes, I saw that they're working to tax interest internet sales. Good. I own a small specialty store, and they're always shopping me and buying online. Well, Diane, we'll talk a little bit more about that with Adele, because that's one of the things that we're going to talk about with Adele. Adele, that's something that's heading up into the Tallahassee, and she knows what's going on, and we'll talk more about that. Thanks for writing in from South Miami, Diane. Paul in Miami, I want to buy an apartment building. I think I have a good one identified. I can find more, but I need equity. Can you help? Paul, that's what we do. If you call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222, you can work with me, and we'll see. What we do is we capitalize good, solid operating partners, and we're always looking for the new kid on the block. So give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. We're looking to capitalize operators like you, Paul. Stacy in Aventura writes, I love the social media segment. What's on tap for the future? Well, Stacy, we just brought on an internet consultant that's going to help us with our Twitter feed. So make sure you look for @FreedomBusiness on Twitter, because we've got some really special things moving and grooving out there. In fact, we just got hit by three or four different people. So make sure you stick with us, because we're going to talk more and more about Twitter, that mysterious thing to most people that freaks them out, but is actually the way is my primary source of in-day business news. Roger from Coral Gables, we don't have time. We got to cut in 2 minutes. Thank you, Juan. I love it. I need my big signs with the extra large numbers and letters, Juan. Roger in Coral Gables writes, I'm in commercial real estate. Last year was a tough one on our firm, better than 2010, but still tough. How did you guys at your firm do? Well, we did over $1 billion. We've got 6 producers. What we did, we focused on food groups and deal size. And I got to tell you, this year we anticipate being even better. And if Roger, if you have a transaction I can help you capitalize, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. I'd love to help you capitalize some of your deals. Laura in Hollywood writes, love the segment on web security. How do I get more information? Well, Laura, typically we're going to have in our segment today, we would have had Peter Cassis. Peter Cassis is our technology rescue expert, but Peter had a client to rescue. So look for Peter on a show in the next couple of weeks, and we'll make sure we get that question. Our last email, Sandy from Weston. What did you think about the cruise ship thinking? Well, I dropped off Lolly Green, MSW, on her cruise on Sunday. She was a little scared, but I know she's having a great time. She's been sending me email photos of her dancing on the bridge. Oh, boy. Look out for the purple lady on that jazz cruise. I'll be back after this short message. We'll be with Adele Stone Esquire, one of South Florida's most knowledgeable and experienced real estate attorneys, back after this.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer. Someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold and explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face, solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my always there to help place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back. We've got Adele Stone, Esquire, one of South Florida's most knowledgeable and experienced real estate attorneys. Ms. Stone assists clients in all phases of commercial transactions. She diligently tracks trends in the commercial real estate market. She's AV rated and over 30 years of experience. Give Adele the expertise to speak on our to our audience on commercial real estate matters. As the former president of NAIOP's Florida chapter, Ms. Stone has lobbied extensively in Tallahassee on behalf of the commercial real estate market. Today, we're going to discuss the 2012 legislative session and issues before it that impact the commercial real estate market. Adele, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, Adele, what's going on in Tallahassee? I mean, I know we don't all know what's going on in Tallahassee. I don't even think they know half the time. But what's going on out there that might impact commercial real estate?
Well, there's a lot that always goes on in Tallahassee that impacts commercial real estate. But I just want to mention first a commercial message for NAIOP, because you mentioned NAIOP, and everybody out there may be saying, what is a NAIOP? It is not a thing. It is a trade association. It's a commercial real estate trade association. It's a national trade association. We have a South Florida chapter, as you well know.
Oh, yeah. They're great people.
And we have terrific programs. And I formerly, I am the immediate past president of the Florida chapter, which is an affiliation of the six chapters that we have in Florida. Very strong. And definitely being a member is advantageous. You get education, you get networking, you get networking, you get networking.
You and get business.
You do get business. And you also get a lot of good information about what goes on legislatively, not only in Tallahassee, but we also send a whole contingent every year up to the Hill in Washington, and we bother them in Washington as well. And we have terrific relationships with the local counties and municipalities. But I know what you want me to talk about is Tallahassee.
Yeah, but you could throw in a little D.C. if you like. I'm pretty open here, Adele. You're the expert.
D.C. is sort of dry. It's mostly about tax implications. That's really where that's at. But I think Tallahassee has much more of an impact on what we do. Of course, on what every Floridian does.
Well, what are one of the things that have a significant impact that they're going to be talking about this year?
Well, let me give you some interesting bills that you may not have heard about that are being proposed. Now, recognizing that right now Tallahassee and the legislators are very earnestly trying to increase our business base in this state. So whatever will make business easier for people, they really want to do, and they want to do that in earnest. But of course, that has to be balanced with the fact that we need revenues. So some of the things that have been coming through are actually a bill which probably will not be passed, but it was proposed in the House as to eliminate the sales tax on commercial rents.
Wow, that sounds really good, because I know a lot of the rents are base rent plus sales tax plus insurance. It can get quite expensive off the quoted rate.
It can, and it sounds like a great idea, but it would mean the loss of about $1 billion with a B dollars to the state.
Well, don't they do everything to be revenue neutral?
They don't have to, but this probably in an era where we have a $2 billion with a B dollar deficit will probably not pass.
Now, I can understand that.
There's another bill that seeks to eliminate the occupational license tax for the local governments. Now, that they have to substitute with other revenue, and so that probably won't pass either.
Okay.
I've been told by our lobbyists, because my lobbying, of course, is all done gratis.
Behalf of NAIOP, right?
On behalf of NAIOP, but we do have paid lobbyists, and they're very, very good up there. But I've been told that the proposed loss of that bill would be $150 to $200 million, so that most likely will not pass either. What we do is we follow any bill, any legislation that in some way will impact commercial real estate, but it will also impact anything that impacts the economy generally. So we follow such things as non-judicial foreclosures. There's an act that has been proposed, a bill that's been proposed, and it's a misnomer because it's not really a non-judicial foreclosure, which there isn't really an appetite for in the legislature right now. It's more about trying to expedite foreclosures. And of course, as you know, we have a foreclosure crisis in residential, and of course, NAIOP is all about commercial. But it still impacts any kind of foreclosure that's being filed against any real estate. So we're following that very closely to see how that morphs, because the bill that was 3 weeks ago is probably not the bill that you're going to see 3 weeks from now. So we follow that, and I can't tell you what that's going to say yet because it is not in its final form. Something else that we're following is Amendment 4. Not the old Amendment 4, which
was
the home.
You mean there's something new back?
There's a new Amendment 4, and it doesn't have anything to do with the old Amendment 4. This is a constitutional amendment that will be on the ballot in November. And what that is seeking to do is, right now, there is a cap on appraised value every year. The local appraisers cannot assess more than...
But whatever
percentage.
It is. Yeah.
Well, it's actually, it's more than 10%.
Okay.
And of course, that's not when it sells, but just
on
a regular
10%
basis.
Variance 10%. Cap. There you go. Right. Now
right.
I'm remembering this issue now. Right.
And NAIOP actually was supportive of that. There were some issues with that because, of course, as you know, when we had we have the cap on residential that was passed a number of years ago at 3%, and that's created a lot of inequity. So we didn't want to create the same inequities in commercial real estate. But the bill but the constitutional amendment that's going to be on the ballot is actually going to take all non-homestead properties and lower the cap to 5%.
Yeah, but what that really does is that means that if I buy a property, I'm going to have a different tax basis than the guy across the street, and that's going to make my property a lot less attractive than somebody who's owned theirs for a while and has that historic tax basis. Soon you're going to see a lot of separation and a lot of dysfunction.
You figure that out right away. That was great.
Thank you so
actually,
much.
Actually, that's a huge problem. But the problem with NAIOP not supporting it one way or the other. We did not take a position because our constituents, our membership, is made up of both people who develop and sell and also people, members who hold their properties. So we weren't able to take one position on it, but we're monitoring it very carefully. And actually, this amendment was supported or is being supported by, in great part, by the Florida Association of Realtors. And it really what it's affecting is the residences that are not homestead.
You know what I heard? I heard that the main person that's pushing this for the Florida Realtors is a property appraiser from the southwest part of the count of the state, and that this will also mean a lot less tax appeals, which means he gets to go home at night.
That I did not hear. But they did make a presentation to us, and we did not take a position on that. But we are, of course, carefully looking at that. And every year there's something with growth management. And last year there was a real revamping of, as you probably know, with growth management. And now we have what's called a growth management glitch bill. And for those of you out there who don't know what a glitch bill is, it's just to fix all of the ambiguities and the grammatical problems that there are with bills. So there's nothing really substantive there. Now, I'm going to save the very best for last.
Is there something juicy here coming?
Well, it depends on your perspective. This is the ever popular internet sales tax.
Ooh.
And
well, we had somebody email us about that.
You did. And actually, it's not only a very interesting issue, but it's a hugely, hugely important issue nationally as well as statewide. Before it was even a twinkle in a lot of people's eye, NAIOP has been supporting and has been going up to Tallahassee as well as to Washington, D.C. to support collection of sales tax on the internet. This is not a new tax. This is a tax that has always been due, but people are not paying it. Of course, as you know, when you're a buyer and you buy something on the internet, you are supposed to be a good citizen and pay that sales tax.
Yeah, check the box. I'm from Florida, right?
And they can't enforce it against the sellers, the online retailers. And of course, as you know, it does not create a level playing field with the bricks and sticks tenants that we have. So we have been trying to kill two birds with one stone by saying to the state, look, you're going to get these incredible new revenues, but it's not a new tax. It's a tax that's supposed to already be paid that people are not paying. And you're also going to create a level playing field with the people who actually have a site, who actually have a place and have a place of retail business within the state, who have to collect the sales tax. Now, a few years ago, we would mention that to the legislators, and honestly, no traction whatsoever. But I can't take credit for it. NAIOP can't take credit for it. There's a lot of traction this year with the internet sales tax. There's several bills going through to see how they can actually collect that or enforce the collection of the tax. There's also talk about trying to make it revenue neutral. That's a different story. NAIOP would like to see it passed because we believe that our tenants need the protection of being on a level playing field with the internet retailers.
Yeah, I think so, too. To me, it's an income and it's jobs, and it's something that's very important for our society in general and state of Florida in particular. Now, Adele, can you give a little bit of your contact information if somebody wants to talk to you a little bit more about some of these issues we brought up today?
Well, they can find me in any number of places. They can find me on the internet. They can find me in the phone book. I'm an attorney in Fort Lauderdale. Now, NAOP, however, if you'd like to join, and you should ask yourself if you're in the commercial real estate industry why you're not a member of NAOP, but you can go on to our internet site, and that is naopsouthflorida.org. It's NAIOPSFL.org, and you should join immediately.
I agree. Adele Stone, Esquire from Atkinson Diner and Stone in Fort Lauderdale. I can't thank you enough for being on the show, representing NAOP very well, and I hope that you'll come back and do it again for us real soon.
Good. Invite me.
Oh, you got an invitation. We'll be right back after this short break with Brian Gale from Taylor Mathis. We're going to stay on commercial real estate. We're going to talk office market.
That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443. Or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
Hey, all you salesperson wannabes, this is Jim Fried. The University of Florida has a way for you to get your real estate pre-license education online where you want it and when you want it. The course is so easy to follow that my mom used it to get her license. Okay, she is a smart lady, and you're smart too, so look into this course if you're considering taking advantage of the current market or want to have a real estate license just in case. Developed specifically to meet your pre-licensing needs, this online course is designed and offered by the same University of Florida professors that taught me the business. The course features up-to-date video lectures by real university professors. Since only about 50% of the people who take the state exam pass the first time, and even fewer pass the second time, it's vital to get the best test preparation possible. By utilizing a unique online delivery system, the course can be accessed anytime from anywhere with a broadband connection. The course is broken up into short, motivating lectures. No other Florida pre-licensing course offers this advanced virtual classroom from the convenience of your personal computer according to your schedule. For more information, go to www.ufrealestate.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with another segment here on Fried on Business. In this segment, we have Brian Gale. Brian is the principal of Taylor Mathis. He's Taylor Mathis, a senior leasing representative and broker in the state of Florida. He has Over the last 3 years, he's overseen the signing of deals totaling almost 1 million square feet with a value exceeding $150 million. He's done three of the eight largest office leases ever in Miami's Brickell and downtown area submarket, totaling almost 300,000 square feet. In 2002 and 2007, he was named Broker of the Year by BOMA of Greater Miami. From 2004 to 2009, Brian was listed as the number one power broker for South Florida by CoStar based on the number of signed leases and total square footage leased. Brian and I will discuss the South Florida office market. Brian, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here, buddy.
Oh, man. Now, Brian, what are some things that we need to know that is different in the market since you were on last quarter?
Good news for the office market, for landlords.
Excellent, excellent.
Not necessarily great for tenants. We've seen net absorption of over 600,000 square feet in this quarter alone, in the fourth quarter of 2011.
Thank you, downtown leasing brokers.
And it's brought our vacancy down to 14.3%. So we are heading in the right direction. We've got rents that are starting to increase. We've got vacancy that's now decreasing. And we're starting to see net absorption. Good stuff.
Now, we had an email from a guy who's got an office. I guess it's in downtown on the north side of the river. His office lease is expiring. I'm sure he's in pretty good space. What should somebody that's got an expiring lease do? Because it seems if rates are going up, they should try to lock in.
Well, now's the opportunity. And really, that's kind of the crossroads we're having right now between the landlords and tenants is tenants want to lock into long-term leases because, you know, we're still at kind of the bottom of the market. Although things are starting to increase and the market is starting to get a little better, tenants realize that we're in a time now where it's advantageous to take advantage right now of locking into a long-term lease. And a landlord's saying, hey, wait a minute, in 2 years, 3 years, and even 5 years, my rents are going to be a lot higher than they are today. Do I want to do a 10-year lease?
Right. Now, Brian, you represent a lot of the buildings. Do you do any tenant rep or the buildings?
No, I just represent buildings. We've got about 3.5 million square feet in Miami, downtown Brickell, Coral Gables, Airport West, Aventura, what have you.
Now, I recently read that you picked up a new glamorous assignment in downtown. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Wells Fargo Center, new constructed building, came online last year. State-of-the-art building, nicest building in downtown Miami. It's unbelievable. Floor-to-ceiling glass, all the amenities you could possibly imagine. I got 420,000 square feet of vacancy to lease, so I've got
my
hands full.
Yeah, you do, but it also is a great location. It's right at the bottom of the off-ramp and going into downtown. You can't get to an office sooner than that.
Almost at Brickell Avenue. It's like right at the bridge.
Yeah, but
great
you can
location.
Walk to Brickell from here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can walk to Brickell. The hotel, which is attached to the buildings, the JW Marriott Marquis. There's only two in the world, Miami and Dubai. It's the flagship of Marriott. The place is just
spectacular. I've been in there.
Yeah.
I've been in there. I had lunch at that fancy restaurant. It's just really, really, really cool. Now, let's talk about some of the office submarkets, Brian. What do you think about activity in all the submarkets? It sounds like there's an increase in activity in downtown and on Brickell. How are the other submarkets faring? Because they're driven by different dynamics than downtown.
Coral Gables is like the closest offspring to
right.
downtown Brickell. It's not really suburbia. You know, it's got the downtown feel to it.
Sure.
Coral Gables is doing well. 396 Alhambra is just coming online right now. They've been successful. It was actually an article in the paper the other day about HBO Latin America.
Right.
Just took over 60,000 square feet in the building. So you've got new construction that's filling up. Existing buildings that were like I have two buildings in the Gables, 550
right.
Biltmore and 355 Alhambra. We're now just starting to push rents. It's been quiet we've been decreasing rents for the last 3 years.
Sure.
The last 6 months or so, I think, you know, we've raised our rents by about a dollar to a foot.
550 Biltmore. What a beautiful building.
Wonderful building.
I love that building. I've been in there many, many times for a variety of different tenants, and every time I go in, it's just the most positive experience. That's another building where it's just absolutely
timeless.
Gorgeous. Yeah,
it's timeless. I mean, you know, travertine sidewalks. What building has travertine sidewalks?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, I've talked to many life companies that have tried to buy that over the years, and, you know, it's just a gorgeous building. So that's the Gables. That's downtown. How about Doral?
Airport West and Doral. I've got eight buildings out in Waterford. We're seeing a ton of activity right now. As a matter of fact, we had a lot of tenant move-outs. A lot of the tenants were related to the residential real estate market with appraisal firms and little small real estate firms. And we went from about 93% occupancy in our 800,000 square feet out there to about 78%, which is significant. And there's nothing we can do. They're literally midnight move-outs. Since the last 8 or 9 months, we've increased occupancy about 6%. We're starting to increase rent. So, I mean, it's all positive.
You know, the one thing that people don't realize is that the office market is a leading economic indicator. When the office market starts to pick up, you can be darn well certain that the rest of the economy is going to pick up right behind it, because it's a direct indicator of consumer confidence.
If tenants are expanding and the office market is improving, absolutely. It's a lead indicator for sure.
And if they're expanding, that means that there's job growth going on and job creation going on. So these are all great things, Brian.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, look, like I said before in the initial part, if you're a tenant, now is your opportunity.
You better strike now.
The sale is almost over.
Wow. Now, how about Aventura? Do you have anything up in Aventura?
We handle Aventura Corporate Center.
Great.
For Group Pacific. Been a tough market up there because of all the financial service companies that are up there, and they've just been dinged up so bad over the last few years.
Sure.
Small market, million square foot market. New supply coming online. There's actually a brand new building called the Aventura Optima building, which is under construction right now. Should be ready soon. So, again, every year, even during the recession, the great recession we've had, every year there's been a new building built in that market. And the rents are as high as anywhere in South Florida. I mean, downtown rents now are as high as starting rents of $40, $41. Same thing in Aventura.
Well, Aventura, I think in Aventura you have the ability to be close to where you live, to be service both counties. And when you travel off-peak, Aventura is in the middle of the market. Notice I said off-peak.
Off-peak, right. Yeah, no, the traffic. Well, you know, now that they've done the new expressway,
right,
you could actually get from downtown to Aventura quicker than you can get from downtown to Bay Harbor, Bell Harbor. I mean, it's made a lot of big difference. Aventura is a great market. Always has been. Limited land. You're not going to see a lot of office building. I mean, the office buildings that have been built have pretty much taken all the land. So
right.
There's not many sites left. Tight market.
Yeah, all you'd have to do a teardown to do Aventura. How about Broward County, Brian?
Broward County's always been a little slower than Miami-Dade County. Downtown Fort Lauderdale's taken its hits recently. There's been some downsizing, Sun Sentinel. Downsized recently, and there's been a few tenant move-outs. Rudy McCluskey recently blew up the firm.
Yeah.
I think Greenspan Morrow took over the firm.
I wasn't following it that
closely. But Fort Lauderdale has been hurt a little bit over the last few years.
How about Sawgrass?
Sawgrass is a market that has always done well. Since Stiles built, you got to give the guy credit because I didn't see the foresight of going that far west and that far north. But, you know, it's an area that can draw from Boca Raton to Kendall. You can actually have your labor pool in Kendall and Boca Raton and be no more than 40 minutes.
You're right.
From the highway. So that market's always done well.
Wow, that's a regional market then.
Oh, that whole Miramar, we have four buildings in Miramar.
Right.
And then Weston, Pembroke Pines, and Sawgrass, complete regional market. Labor pool, like I said, from day to day.
Excellent labor pool out there. Excellent labor pool. We've got a couple of minutes left, Brian. I know you've got some stuff up in Palm Beach County, too, don't you?
I have a building in West Palm Beach, downtown West Palm Beach, which is Phillips Point. We get the highest rents.
It's the most beautiful building in West
Palm.
It is.
And it gets the highest rents in the state of Florida.
Whoa.
We're getting rents in the $52, $53 per square foot range.
Now, what would drive that versus the other markets?
You're that close to Palm Beach. They service the people, the real affluent people in Palm Beach. Small market.
This is the first building off of the Palm Beach proper, right?
Yeah, you come in. It's just built in the 80s, but just absolutely timeless, beautiful building.
This is the pink one, right?
It's the pinkish. Yeah, we call it Colorado Quartz, Jim.
It's gorgeous. Colorado Quartz. It's gorgeous.
Do you want to comment on what I'm wearing, by any chance?
You do look very orange and blue today. You know, your song going out is, of course, Gator Country.
Well, I wore this for you.
It's not on there?
It's not on there.
I messed up. You put in something
I'm never
else.
Coming on the radio again.
I understand that. I'll have to fix that mistake.
Any quick Gator talk before we leave? Good recruiting class. Looks like we're third in the country right now.
Really?
Florida. Yeah.
Give me a fist bump.
Yeah,
and how about the basketball team? They finally won some road games.
Basketball team looks good. I think they're going to make a good run in that. We have 1 minute. We've got the 1 minute signal. I think they're going to make a great run in the tournament this year. It's
very exciting.
Yeah,
it's very exciting. Billy the Kid. And then, of course, academically, the University of Florida is fabulous. They're closing out their current raise for their foundation. They've got a big thing coming up on the 31st of January, and I spoke to the head of the foundation today. He flew out to L.A. to close some nice gifts, and I think they're wrapping things up. Brian, it's always a pleasure. If somebody wants to get some info from you, how do they reach you direct?
You could just send me an email at bgale@taylormathis.com. Probably the best way to reach me. And, Jim, always a pleasure to be on the show, and
you're
go Gators.
Best. Go Gators.
Right,
we'll
buddy.
Be right back after this short break with
Thank you,
the
Jimmy.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. Always a pleasure, Brian Gale. We'll look forward to your quarterly office report later on this spring.
need of a healthcare support system. Someone to help me take care of the important things that can slip through the cracks. I had questions about my family's health, treatment options for chronic conditions, and how much x-rays cost at different offices, among plenty of other things. I guess you could say I needed a pediatrician-finding, healthy habit coaching, prescription cost-saving expert. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a nurse right there. She talked with me about treatment options for my high blood pressure and helped me find a doctor who's close to my work. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my everything I never knew I needed in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Jim Freed, and this is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And as always, we have Penny Schaefer, the market president for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Welcome, as always, Penny, to our show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Okay, now, Penny, we, as always, have some questions that some of our listeners sent, so I think that why don't we start off with a couple of those?
No problem. Happy to do so.
Okay. Bobby writes in, I own a small business in Miami-Dade County, and I'm managing to still provide insurance to my full-time employees. What can I do to encourage healthy behavior and keep my costs down?
That's a great question, and because we're a small business community, this answer goes out not just to Bobby, but to others who are small business owners. The important thing here is to make sure that employees understand the true cost of care and that they're using preventive capabilities as much as possible. So we encourage folks to get that annual checkup, as simple as that may seem. A lot of people show me their card and say, I haven't used it. Well, I want you to use it. I want you to make sure you get that annual checkup. So that's the first thing that you can do. And then be conscious as the year goes by of things that would precipitate a little bit of shopping. So if you take a prescription drug, make sure you're buying that at the most efficient place to buy that pharmaceutical. In fact, if you're sitting in the physician's office and they're about to write your prescription, you actually have a tool in front of you that can help you right at the point of writing that prescription to cut cost.
Wow, that's terrific. And, you know, I've in the past needed an MRI or something like that, and the cost between one provider and the other is dramatic at times.
You know, we actually have a case in Tampa where at two ends of the same block, an MRI can be as different as $500 and $3,000. And the average person takes the script from their physician and goes, you know, to the first place they think of or that the physician tells them, you need an MRI. By the way, there's a place on the corner, without doing any shopping. You know, we do more shopping for the new plasma TV than we do for things that cost an awful lot more. And so what we recommend people do is use the technology, whether that's the smartphone in front of you as a member that you can use, whether it's making the phone call in to get the care comparison, and we'll give you the options that are available. You still make the final decision, but at least we'll give you the information so you make an informed final decision.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Whenever I make a decision, I like to make an informed decision, and it's sometimes so difficult. We make so many decisions every day without information, and something that's so important to our everyday health is you need the good information, and it's important to have the right health plan. If you're not a heavy user, then you want something with a little bit higher deductible, with a little lower cost.
When you think about the average user gets their insurance through their employer, which means the employer has done all the negotiation about what's included and has actually signed the contract.
Right.
And the employee really may not have processed internally all of the provisions of that contract because they didn't actually sign it. And so when it comes to the point of using it, that's when you want to kick in those good consumer behaviors that make you a savvy shopper. And whether that's online, on the phone, or visiting one of our Florida Blue Centers to get informed, we advocate, small business or large, get informed.
Yeah, I think that information is power, especially when it comes to healthcare with all the different variables that are coming up. Let's go to another question. Steve from Fort Lauderdale writes, if I went out to buy a new cell phone today, there are basic phones and fancy smartphones, and then I can buy a monthly plan that meets my family's needs. Does Blue Cross and Blue Shield have the same kind of things, a plan or a product for different budget levels?
Actually, we do. And the good news is, depending on what, you know, it's based on your willingness to accept a certain amount of risk. It's based on your health condition. It's based on your age, your gender, your lifestyle, et cetera. And so just as individual as we all are in our pursuit of health and health coverage, we have plans that make it possible to meet those needs.
Well, that's excellent. And one of the things that I think is of concern to people, and I'm going to go off the emails and ask you my own personal question here, is let's talk a little healthcare reform. We've got the presidential election cycle that we're in now. And as I understand it, we're all watching and waiting to see that there's a Supreme Court decision coming later this year and how that ruling is going to determine the constitutionality of the individual mandate portion of the law. Can you explain that fancy topic, what an individual mandate is and why some people say it's not constitutional? And please make it so that I can understand.
I'll try. The Patient Protection Act that was passed has a provision in it that starting in 2014, that's January of 2014, every individual must have health insurance. Either they get it through their employer, or they have to, if the employer doesn't offer it, they have to get it on their own. That's what's known as the individual mandate.
Okay.
So the challenge to that is, can the federal government compel you to buy a product? Bottom line. They don't compel you at a federal level to buy anything else, and so can they compel an individual to buy a product? The way that the law is written is if you don't have health insurance, you pay a penalty.
You know, it seems to me that let's take a step back for a minute. There's a little logic in everybody being covered, because if people are covered, then they're going to get, I guess, the preventive type of health care stuff that we were talking about before and lower the cost for everybody. I guess that's sort of the thought behind this.
A couple of things. One is the more people that are in, the more diversified your risk pool is. The more diversified your risk pool is, the more likely that you can offer really reasonable rates to everybody kind of across the board. So the reason for the individual mandate is get everybody into the pool, which is an important aspect.
Yeah, it sounds like that to me. Now, what is your company's vision on healthcare reform? Do you have a position?
We believe that healthcare reform really comes in three categories, and that the current Patient Protection Act covers one category pretty pervasively, but it misses out probably on the other two. So we don't think healthcare reform is done with what we have today. We believe that there's a lot to talk about in healthcare reform.
Well, then that tees me up for our ending and wrap up here. We'll talk about more healthcare reform in future shows. But Penny, we always get calls on and offline for people that want to talk to you about their issues in healthcare. How does somebody reach you directly?
To reach Blue Cross Blue Shield and any of our resources, call 1-800-876-2227. Reach us on the web for some information. That's www.bcbsfl.com.
Well, that's terrific. I want to thank you, as always, Penny Schaefer, Market President for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. This has been the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. I want to thank you, as always, Penny, and we'll see you next week.
See you soon.
All right. Back after this. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Make sure you join me at the 3rd Annual Bank and Financial Institution Special Asset Executive Conference on Real Estate Workouts presented by IMN. It's going to be March 12th and March 13th in New York City. So make sure you're there. Bank and Financial Institutions Special Asset Executive Conference Workout on Real Estate. That's going to be in Atlanta. I'll be there too. Make sure you join me. That's in June. If you want to learn more about what IMN offers, give them a call at 1-212-224-3428. They're there from 9 to 5 U.S. on Monday through Friday. You can email them to hotline@imn.org.
So make sure you go there and learn about their events. I'll see you at the Miami event coming up in just a couple of weeks.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back. I want to remind everybody that this is Jim Freed, and this is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And now with me is Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Franks, how's it going, bud?
I'm pursuing health every day, Jim.
All right. Well, tell me how we're going to do that, because what we really are pursuing is we're looking to optimize our health today, aren't we?
That's exactly it. And there's a big difference between not being sick and feeling great. There's a really big difference, as you know.
Sure. I mean, I feel great today. I feel great because we've gone through all of those different cleanses that you did for my whole body and my organs. I've got all of that energy from all the vitamins that I take with you. It's just fabulous what you've been able to do to reprogram my entire energy cycle.
It's nice to be able to get out of bed and actually be excited about the day instead of dragging yourself out of bed.
Oh, I explode out of bed.
I know. And you're on fire today, that's for sure.
Rocking out today.
Well, you know, sometimes besides, say, colds and flu, sickness takes a long time to manifest. I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm sick or I'm not. It sometimes takes 20, 30, 40 years for your body to finally break down and start causing all these problems. So there's a lot of things that cause that. That's what I'm here to talk about today.
What's the stuff that causes long-term problems, Victor?
Well, for example, obvious things like poor diet and chronic constipation, which is something most people don't want to talk about. And
I've heard a lot of people are full of crap then.
Basically, yes. And
okay.
Literally and figuratively, but we won't get into that. And I mean, I've had female clients tell me over the years, oh, I go every 3 or 4 days, and my doctor says that's okay. I said,
what, are they kidding?
That's not okay. I said, come on. And it seems women have more constipation than men because they have more equipment stuffed in a smaller body frame. So just in that regard, it seems, you know, they do have more constipation problems. So that's one thing. Synthetic vitamins, it's the catch-22 again. It's like, oh, well, I know I'm abusing myself, but hey, I'm taking my vitamins. Well, unfortunately, the synthetic vitamins are actually cause more harm than good, so it'd be better not to take anything. And how about exposure to environmental toxins? Whether it's that new car smell and you and your new Infiniti, you're breathing in all that outgassing of that. So keep the windows down a bit. And all kinds of construction materials, especially glues and plywood, press board, those kind of things, they outgas for years. So the cheaper the construction, the more dangerous it is to live in a building. The cheaper the construction is.
Wow. I mean, you know, we had a car fire in my office building about a week or so ago, and it still smells like that. And I avoid the area because I just imagine all the pollution that I must be
breathing.
It's
horrible. And then, I mean, look at the 9/11 people. When I saw that going on, I said, look at these guys. They're now wearing respirators. And now, you know, 10 years
later,
they're
dying.
They're dying, yeah. And that's from just horrific toxins. You know, the list is endless.
And that was from a building that was built in the 70s, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it was disgusting.
And all the computer aspects.
Plastics
of that.
And everything and the heavy metals. Oh,
yeah.
God.
And obviously pesticides of all manner and mold in South Florida. That's another insidious.
Yeah, we used to call it mildew. Now we call it toxic mold.
It pretty well is. I had a client and he still is dealing with it. And I've I won't mention any names, but I've kicked him out of four houses already. He's lived in four houses. I've made him move. And he looked at me and says, you've cost me $500,000 in moving costs. I said, what can I tell you? You're still alive, because it was affecting – it was all mold too.
Oh, man.
It was that bad.
Man. Oh, man. Well, what are some other ways that we can have holistic health for a long period of time?
There's a lot of things. You know, obviously we've talked about the importance of exercise, but not just exercise. Stretching is the other half of exercise.
I think I stretch more than I actually exercise.
You probably do these days with me harping on it for so many years. I used to go to aerobics classes, and the last 5 minutes were dedicated to stretching. People ran for the door like it was a fire drill.
Well, Victor, before we go any further, if people want to get some more information, how do they do that?
My new number is 786-404-1661.
And how about email or your website, man?
AskDrFranks.com.
Hey, before we go any further, I want to thank you so much for tuning me in on the Aqua Bliss. That was just absolutely fabulous.
Well, the new version of that, which is, I'm pretty excited about it. My new DVD is in the process of being printed as we speak, so that'll be a week or two, and I'll have my new DVDs, which is Aqua Stretch Kinetics, speaking of stretching, because to me it's the easiest way to stretch ever devised, because it's in warm water, it's weightless stretching. And
oh, that's what we did the other day.
Exactly.
I almost passed out. I was so relaxed.
I know.
I just went right in. I felt like butter. It was great.
It's a whole different way of approaching stretching.
It was great. Now, let's say that somebody's got a problem eliminating stuff from their system, or they've been having a huge buildup of toxins. What can they do?
My favorite methods are herbal. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it, but many of them are invasive. So herbal detoxification is one of my favorites.
Now, that's what we did when I lost the 40 pounds, right?
That was part of it. It was a lot of things involved in your program.
Oh, I felt like it makes me feel great, though. I mean, I feel like $1 million now.
Well, and most people don't realize how much the accumulated toxins in their body are weighing them down, energetically speaking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had to get up today, and I just bounced right out of bed at like 5:30 in the morning. It's wonderful.
And there's a lot of other things, especially business people. The relentless stress, emotional trauma and drama.
Travel.
Too many drugs and alcohol, including prescription drugs. Don't forget that. And people go, oh, well, it's prescription, so no big deal. It is a big deal, so be careful about
it. It resonates and gathers in your system, doesn't it?
Of course. Oh. And noise pollution, how about that? No silence in your life.
Oh, no, noise pollution is the worst.
I mean, come on.
I wake up at 5:30 in the morning from the plane going on, or the paper hitting my front door or something.
And the people upstairs at your place, too, they've put you over the edge more than once.
Yeah, they dance a lot up there on the concrete floor.
And then just relaxing in suspect ways, like taking a six-pack of beer and watching the game and getting wasted.
That's not relaxing.
I know. Well, yeah.
Juan loves that. That's Juan's relaxing.
Juan goes, yeah. Okay. So and just being overweight. And one other, here's one of my favorite, which was something hardly anybody thinks about, because everybody wears sunglasses in South Florida. If you don't get any natural light coming into your eyes, if you're either inside, or when you're outside, you always have sunglasses, light is food for your brain and your eyes. So you need to take those sunglasses off occasionally.
Wow. I'm so glad that you said that, because I've been doing it recently and I was all freaky that I was going to get cataracts. So I think this is great news.
Well, especially early in the morning, late in the afternoon, and then you can actually look at or look near the sun and take it in, and it really does a lot of good.
I love it.
Not to mention, let's face it, you got to get some sun for the calcium to be absorbed. You have to, for calcium to even work in your body, you need the sunshine to have the natural vitamin D.
All right. Well, Victor, one last time, your website, because Juan is giving me the get out of here signal.
AskDrFranks.com or 786-404-1661.
You're the best. We'll be right back after this short break. Thank you again, Dr. Victor Franks, with my rant. Stick around. You're going to love it. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
All right, I'm back, and it's time to rant. Now, what got me aggravated was the fact that they pulled the football games off of TV and you couldn't see it. I don't care who you are. There's certain inalienable rights, and I got the inalienable right to watch football. Is this a business issue? You're darn tootin' it is. They're fighting over money. What are they fighting over? They're fighting over the huge fees that your cable company pays to be have live sports. And I see the future. I see the future that we're going to be watching everything off the internet. Cable TV will be obsolete. You'll be getting downloads from Hulu and the other videos sharing sites all the time. You'll be self-programming what you watch. And I'll pay the extra money to get the sports. I don't need anything else. Sports and free access to the TV is what I want. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. Thank you to DataCorp. Thank you to the NFL Alumni, Associates in Business, PDC Technology, and Estrella Marketing. Thank you, of course, to Dr. Victor Franks. And thank you to our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. And please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us what you want to hear from. At Jim Freed. Look for our Facebook page. Link in with Jim Freed. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com. The show will be replayed on Monday, and the show will be replayed tomorrow at 3, and again on Monday at 10. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business here on 880 AM. We'll be on next Thursday. Make sure that you tune in. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody's